T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Previously on Gresh and Fourier.
What are you guys talking about Brady for?
Oh, he's only our greatest freaking athlete. Maybe it's ever come out in New England and is attached to the organization here. But oh yeah, we'll shut it down because some jackass. Sorry, I had to save myself.
I'd rather hear you break down the Yankee bullpen than talk about Tom Brady again.
This is Gresh and Fourier.
Grizzly to McAvoy. A lot of talent on the ice. Sokka the shot.
I think that line is very dynamic. It's one of the most creative lines in the league, the way they score goals.
Andy Gresh.
Oh, count it, foul. Yes, sir.
Celtics flexing on the Nets right now.
Kyrie finishes tonight.
I mean,
he had 20 points. 4 rebounds, 4 assists. Shakes his head. I'm not sure of what, but I was never sure much of anything with Kyrie.
When you're going against a very motivated team, such as the Boston Celtics, they have a chip on their shoulder. It's clear as day that they want to win the championship and they're not wasting any time in the regular season. So tonight I felt like we were just one of those teams in the way.
Christian Fourier.
Good morning, guys. I'll get to the point right away. I'm retiring. We're good.
With San Francisco in the mix, a better team, he may have been better off not to quit.
Gresh and Fourier right now.
I would love a statue of Tom outside the stadium. He is what that success is, those 6 banners up there.
On WEEI.
Oh, baby, do we have a lot to unpack today on this morning's Gresh and Fourier. 10:04, good morning to everybody. We're up on the Twitch chat as well. Fourier's got his running on the side of the road outfit on. Make sure everybody sees him nice and yellow and all that stuff.
Yeah. You know what? I was sitting there going, you know what? Should I wear my Bumblebee sweatshirt today? Do I feel like, you know, Gresh teasing me at 10:04 and 29 seconds in the morning? And I said, you know what? Screw Gresh. I'm going to do it anyways. So there, I'm wearing it. I'm warm. You're not.
I'm plenty warm.
You're cold.
Cold. Well, we have to turn the heat up because third leg Greg likes it at about 65 degrees in here every day. Poor Courtney's like shivering when she gets out of here.
She wears a full length parka.
Yeah. Yep.
When she leaves, when she's sitting in here doing the show, full length from all the way to the floor. Something you see like your Nana wearing, you know, in the middle of the winter.
We'll have to leave some blankies in here for those who might need it.
How about a space heater? Because listen, we're all gonna die this weekend. You know that, right?
Yes.
We're all gonna freeze to death. So if you haven't heard or not, there's a big winter Arctic mess coming your way.
Chill,
yes,
I think
okay. So you're all stay inside. You keep your water running so your pipes don't freeze. Make sure the dogs are staying inside and you don't get frostbite. If you're out there longer than 20 minutes, you're gonna get frostbite.
Well, Christian Fourier, as we're going to unpack a little bit later on, will be lucky to survive this weekend with his balls outside his body. And we'll tell you more about that a little bit later on. No surgeries or anything like that, but oh, baby. He has been signed up for something on Saturday, and he's going to be an icicle. It's going to be fantastic. Twitch chat is up and running. Somebody is, Greg Hillary is all upset that I used the third leg Greg line because, you know, there's a lot of getting laid talk on the Greg Hill show these days. So
he's the only single person at the station. Everybody is connected.
Well, Shime and is single but attached.
Well, my point is, like, Chicken he's the Nick, only one who's...
Chicken Nick is a single man. Are and you, he probably are you discounting will be for him and Terp?
Yes, actually, I don't count him at all. You smell like chickens.
Listen, Terp is on a cruise. Who knows? He might find some Bohemian lovely, and next thing you know, the guy doesn't return. He's doing radio-free Bahamas down there and just decides to stay... walking around with coconuts covering everything up and things like that. That's
if
the way
you
to
can't
go.
Get laid on a cruise, then I don't. You're hopeless. If you can't hook up on a cruise,
good Lord!
I know it wasn't in the grid, Gresh, but laid on a cruise and you're 21 years old, that all the stuff that is going on and the opportunities and options that are on a cruise the Bahamas, then what the hell?
Why would you go on a cruise to begin with?
Well, listen.
That sounds
what's
like
wrong with the cruise.
Yeah, oh, really?
Yes. No. Oh, really? Yes.
It's a floating vessel in the middle of an ocean where you can't get away from anybody.
Yeah.
That sounds that sounds like the seventh circle of hell.
Well, I will.
I have to eat dinner, and it's like community table.
Oh yeah. You're right.
That sounds like great. You want
to
be
social Gresh?
Really? But yes. if you're from Walla Walla, I mean, with all due respect, do you really want to be sitting next to the Turpins and being like, I'm sure they're lovely people, and I love Justin.
I've been on one cruise my entire life. It was from Long Beach to Ensenada. Okay, it was like a 24-hour cruise. Okay, it's the only experience I know
cruise.
Of. I know. Well, however, so listen. I didn't think they did that anymore, where, like, you have to sit with a bunch of random people and try to make friends, right? I didn't think they did that anymore. I thought cruises are more evolved. My wife will not allow us to go on cruises for one reason and one reason only.
Because she's smart.
Well, yes, definitely smart. Okay, but it has to do with a petri dish of an environment that exists there. Like, somebody's getting the norovirus, someone's getting mud butt, someone's getting COVID, someone, like, is going to get sick either, like, by... just interacting with people or getting seasick. So we're not allowed to even go on a cruise. Whenever I bring it up, she says no. Because she doesn't want to get sick. Okay? Because every time I see a cruise, every time I watch the news, it's about some cruise that went out where everyone was, quarantined to their rooms because the flu started to fly around the cruise.
Flying around.
Just flying around like aerosol cans. Nothing can, like, who do I infect right now? I'm the flu. Ooh, random
I'm the flu. I'm going to kill you. Good grief.
That is the way the flu infects you. You know that, right?
Somebody says, I deserve no invites to any fun event ever. What a freaking downer.
He doesn't care. He doesn't care.
And no, I'm unaffected by that, but I'm sorry. Like, the whole... yeah, I'm going to go float in the middle of the ocean for 5 days, go to different ports where you're amongst all these people, running like you're trying to get off the thing like it's burning to be able to go into town to have some drinks where who knows when the world's going to happen to you in some port of call. You have no idea. Cell phones don't work. Yeah, it's great for keeping in touch, all that stuff. Please, good Lord. you know what? I'll light a fire in my backyard.
I am right. There's two things. One, I don't like feeling like I'm being held hostage. Yeah. That's the one thing I don't
like.
I can't leave the boat. Where are we anyways? The middle of the Atlantic.
Yeah, right. Where are we? You try to get your cell phone thing to be. Yeah. Remember, have the gimmick where it's like, tell me where I'm at.
No.
No, forget about it.
Not going to do it. Not going to do it.
And again, for some people, it's a ripping good yarn. For some people, it's fantastic. And then there are some teams in the NBA who just cruise right on by their opponent, which is what the Celtics did last night in blowing the doors off the Nets, 139-96. It wasn't even fun.
It was fun.
What was fun?
Like the first 5 minutes.
But my thought was... I really wanted Kyrie Irving to have to hear it from the fans. I am full-blown, all of the spite and malice that I could put into rooting against an athlete, all of that goes towards Kyrie Irving. He's a dink. He's a jackass. He's petulant. The whole nine yards. Everybody hates Kyrie. But when you blow doors in the first quarter and you're up 30, it kind of takes this. And I'm not complaining that the Celtics won by a million, don't get me wrong. But it took the steam out of trying to make Kyrie Irving miserable last night. And it's still freaking irks me. And our guy Terp, who at Justin Turpin on Twitter, he was at the game last night. He had the video of here comes Kyrie out and the people boo. And what happens? Jaylen Brown makes a beeline right over to Kyrie to, what's up, man?
I know.
With that, it doesn't bother me.
I'm with you.
It's that guy.
I hate the fact that he's universally, I guess, respected. Like, the guys, like, they like him. Like,
I don't get that.
I don't get it either. He's so fake. And that is the thing. I don't understand why they can't see how fake he is, or unless they're just in on it. And the whole Jaylen Brown, I feel like that they are frenemies. They are not really friends. I don't think Jaylen Brown really deep down really likes Kyrie Irving.
There's Terp's video up for those of you that were on Twitch and are on Twitch. It's Justin M. Turpin, and you can see the video where, yep, they make a beeline.
I feel like
that's
all they're just doing. That's just part of it. They're not really friends. If they were, they have some social issues that they probably agree on, and but in the manner in which they go,
now,
you know,
Jaylen
talking
Brown,
about them.
Jaylen Brown has said, I call Kyrie for advice.
How to be hated by everybody? What? It is what it is. I don't know. That whole relationship is so weird. I think that's fake. If they were on the same team, they would despise each other.
Well, they kind of did for a while.
No, and they can be friends now because they're not on the same team. So they can be that way because they're not on the same team. If they were on the same team and he was forced to ride on buses, planes, talk to the media, explain what happened at the end, they would hate each other again. They can be best friends because they never have to interact with each other. So they can like, hey, man, let me get some advice from you. Let me try. No, I don't believe it for a second. But the game was first quarter fun,
over,
and then that was it. I turned it
up 30. See you later.
Yeah.
And up in Toronto last night, the Bruins beat the Maple Leafs in Toronto 5-2. Pavel Zacha with two goals. I think it was the forward goal. Trent Frederick made a hell of a play by going after the puck with Mitch Marner as well, and it led to, I think it was to Coyle and then to forward for his goal, which was great stuff. And the Bruins started to kind of separate there in that second and early third period. I know the Toronto, I do believe, got it to within 3-2, but the Bruins win, so they get off the schneid. But really, the most important thing is they've now gotten to the All-Star break. And Jim Montgomery had mentioned, hey, I think this group, they might need a little rest. What a perfect amount of time for them to be able to get some rest right now, because only Pasta, Linus, and Jim Montgomery, the coach, are headed to the All-Star game. But the first half for the Boston Bruins, 39-7-5 for 83 points. It really is a pinch yourself, quote unquote, first half here as we get to the All-Star break.
Yeah, you knew that they weren't going to allow themselves to lose this game and go into the break with a loss.
I agree with
there
you.
There wasn't a chance in hell that this was going to happen. Hey, we get it. We hit a rough patch. Listen, we kind of let one get away. We got our butts kicked by Carolina. They're still a really good team. They're smart. They know how good the Bruins are. They were ready to play. So, all right, now you have Toronto, who's a good team also. Like, and they play really good at home. So you're sitting there going, all right, this is a good challenge, just good enough to kind of make you feel good about, like, the next 10 days, because you're not going to see him for, like, what, 10, 11 days? It's going to be a while.
They get
a
week.
They freaking need it.
They need a break. Yep, I'm with
Thank
you.
Thank God.
Yep.
So
I am so with you on that. We're going to get to something that Robert Kraft said this morning on CNN about Tom Brady. Big show today. Andrew Raycroft will be with us at 11. And how about this? Legendary screen actress Sally Field will be with us at 12:25 to talk about how she got sort of lured into being in 80 for Brady. Have you seen it yet? I mean, have you? What have you heard about the 80 for Brady movie, if anything?
I've heard a lot, actually.
I admit, like, and Ken Laird had sent this to me because we did this. We did the interview yesterday, and I know you had stuff going on. Yeah. You were at a big client meeting, and I talked to Sally Field. I got sent like the link to be able to go on the screener and stuff like that, and I just
couldn't do it.
I haven't done it. No,
send it to me.
I will.
Send it to me. Because I have a connection to one of the ladies who's the grandma.
you'll enjoy it probably more than I will.
I heard it's better than
about cinema. That just I don't know.
You don't like it?
No, I'm just not a movie guy.
Okay, I am.
I'm a certain kind of movie guy, not major motion pictures.
Okay. Oh, the short ones. Ones are about 6 minutes.
No, they don't have to be.
You don't really need a plot, do you?
They don't have to be short. Oh, yeah, short on plot, heavy on action. That's what I like. There you go. 617-779-7937. We will sprinkle in some Tom Brady. We're also going to get into the Patriots maybe being motivated to sign Jacoby Myers, but therein lies the rub. What is motivated?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Gresh and Fourier on WEEI.
Big Thursday here with Gresh and Fourier. We'll do some hockey with our friend Andrew Raycroft at 11. Sally Field with us at 12:25 as well.
Maybe Ben Watson. We have the. I put out the bat signal to Ben Watson.
You went FOF?
I went FOF. I did. I went in and friends I just put a call in. Yep. And then he is on hold. We are on a holding pattern right now. We are circling and we are waiting for permission to land.
So he is in parentheses. We might be able to take the parentheses off from around his name to be able to welcome him to the show.
Yeah. So stay tuned. It may happen at any moment.
We have well, let's get to Thomas Edward Patrick Brady Jr., who, as we know, announced his retirement yesterday. And Fourier, among the things that you and I ultimately morphed into in the discussion, we ended up getting into what is the right way to honor Brady.
Yeah.
We know he's going to go into the Patriots Hall of Fame. Maybe they waive the waiting list to put his ass in there. Because, again, what former Patriot's going to argue that, oh, you changed the rules for Tom Brady and not me? Yeah, right. That's exactly right. Players waiting to get in, Mike Vrabel and people like that. Yes, you change it for Tom Brady if you want to. But there's a lot of talk about the whole one-day contract. And you and I are out on that concept. However, Robert Kraft joined some of the rubes on CNN this morning. And they talked to him about that. Here's how that exchange went.
Are there any plans, Bob, to make sure that he retires? Are you going to sign him to a one-day contract?
Do you want him back?
Yeah. To retire a Patriot.
I'll do it tomorrow.
For him to retire a Patriot is the question.
Not only do I want it, our fans are clamoring for it. And to us, he is always has been and always will be a Patriot. And we will be bringing him back after I don't like to make a commitment for him, but we will do everything in our power to bring him back, have him sign off as a Patriot, and find ways to honor him for many years to come, because he did so much to bring life and good cheer to our community. And he's a beloved figure, and he's earned the respect and love that people feel for him like no other athlete in our town. And we've had some great ones.
He's done so much to bring so much money. I mean, life. to me. I mean, to the community, and success to me and my fam. I mean, and all the players around him.
Without him and Bill, I'm not a billionaire. If he wants me to dip him in gold and freeze him in front of the stadium, we'll do it. If he wants to fornicate right on the logo with the new one, we'll do it. You know, I mean, like, what does he want?
Nobody's been more important than to him to me making. To this team. I mean, it is so
it's happening, or at least they're going to push to try to make it happen.
Well, I mean, okay, we had Teddy Bruschi on yesterday.
Yep.
And we asked him this question. He basically said, Ham, I don't even know if you have it or not, but don't worry about it if you don't, about how he doesn't really believe in the whole one-day contract thing, right?
No, you just cracked me up. Well, if you got it, you do. If you don't, you don't.
I didn't tell him I was going to ask for it. I don't want to put him in a spot, and as you can tell, as we're talking, I'm sure he's looking for it.
Yeah, oh, yeah, very much so. That's what I'm looking at. But it feels like I can understand why ownership would want it. I don't know if fans are clamoring for it. That's the part I quibble with.
Do you think there's a rush for ownership in this situation? And when I mean by ownership, I mean, well, he did leave.
He did.
He doesn't belong to you anymore.
He chose to leave.
He won a Super Bowl his first year. He was there 3 years. I know it's not 20, but it was 3 years. Lots of loves ownership there too. Lots of good memories. The city kind of, you know, adopted him, and he has a TB12 there also. So I do think there will be this, you know, rush to ownership. You're like, who does he belong to? Or are we sharing custody? And I feel like, unfortunately, for Patriot fans and for the Crafts, it is a shared custody situation. Tampa retired Bruce Arians' name. I guess he's in the hall of whatever, the wall of whatever is.
Oh,
that they
their ring of fame or
ring
whatever.
Ring of honor,
it is.
Whatever.
Yeah, right, there you go, whatever.
Listen, he won a Super Bowl there, and they don't have a long history of success. So any coach that rolls in there and does it, okay, they're going to respect him and give him some sort of, you know, honor. Same thing. Tampa's going to do something for Brady.
Oh, of course.
Absolutely. Okay. So there is going to be this, okay, let's make sure he retires a Patriot. And so. Does Brady feel, I don't know, awkward? Weird?
The shared custody line is interesting only because it's like the shared custody of now a kid who is an adult. It's like
now he goes wherever
custody.
He wants.
It's like shared custody wherever he wants. Of a 21-year-old where it's like, you know, you had him in your house for 17 years and then you get divorced and then the last three it's somewhere else and then they're 21 and it's like, okay, you're ready to go out into the world. And then it's like, no, wait a minute. We want to claim you. You mentioned Teddy Bruschi. Here's what Teddy said about this with us yesterday.
I think Tom has maybe he won't admit this. Maybe he will, but there's a lot of Coach Belichick in him. There's a lot of Bill and Tom in terms of how his foundation was started and the beliefs and how he got to be in the way he was. And I remember specifically Bill. Tom might have been present where he really doesn't like that. The whole one-day contract thing and retire and all this stuff. What's that even for?
Well, to me, this is
and he morphed into Bill Belichick.
It's
right
so
there
funny.
Too.
He's
great.
So good. He was so good yesterday. This is to me is interesting because I don't think Bill will have any power on what Kraft does.
Oh yeah, this is
I
above
don't
his
think
head.
He has a say in this whatsoever. He can hate it all he wants. He can think it's silly. He can think it's stupid. It doesn't matter. This is ownership. This is he pays the bills. This is come in and make sure you, shake hands and kiss everybody and talk about how great everything is. That's the way that is.
On Twitch, you can see the Robert Kraft statement that was put out, I do believe, at Patriots on Twitter so that you can check that out. And again, it's kind of parroting a lot of the stuff from last year. The whole, he's great, we love him, he'll always be a part of the family, that kind of deal, da-da-da. But you're right, Bill Belichick ain't got no say in this one. And in fact, if he does object publicly, which I don't think Bill would ever do, but if he objects publicly, then that's where the people will flip because, you know, somebody said, oh, check Twitter, everyone is clamoring for it. Yeah, 8% and half bots, great. But I don't know if the fans will take any time to see Brady, right? Mm-hmm. You're going to bring him back, whatever it is. I don't know if it has to be on the old one-day contract, but if that's what Robert Kraft wants to do, Belichick better not say a word publicly because it's an easy way to remind everyone, hey, listen, you were a part of the reason why that guy wanted to leave.
Yeah.
Bill's got to walk a fine line on this if he does object.
I mean, this is why it's just this retirement is so different, right? So even Joe Montana did it. Jerry Rice played for the Raiders. He played for Seattle. He played, where else did he play? For Denver? Denver? Did he play for Denver? I feel like he played for Denver also. Jerry Rice just was not going to stop. He went back as a 49er. Joe Montana went back as a 49er. Brett Favre went back as a Green Bay Packer. So it's just what should happen. Call it goofy, call it lame, it doesn't matter. It's just kind of, it's all theatrical, it's all, you know.
It should be only reserved for true legends. And I think that's a part of the reason why people bristle at the one-day contract, because it'll be guys that were really good players, might have had a long run with the team, but might not be legendary, let's say. It's a really good player who maybe left for one or two years at the end. Like, you think about the career of Emmitt Smith, right? When Emmitt left the Cowboys and went to Arizona, he's forever going to be a Cowboy. To me, Brady is forever going to be a Patriot.
Yeah, he went to Arizona.
Yeah, right? But those are the kinds of guys that should be welcomed back.
Yeah.
Not, we just want a feel-good moment with a guy who was popular for a year or two, and, we'll bring him back in, one-day contract. Let's have some tickle buttons, some, you know, good microphone, and there we go, right? Like, you know, it should be for the real legends, not, you know, Ham and Eggers or guys that got hot for a while.
No, I do think it's – I do think it's
you didn't play tickle butt?
I don't know how you expect me to continue with that, but well, and not like, all right, focus, Bogey. The issue is, because we're gonna have Razor on and we have the tickle trunk. Now we should ask him about tickle butt.
No, he's teeing up his all-star heat. This is going to be hot take Razor at 11.
So, all right. So, if I allow myself to, you know, to walk in the shoes of one Thomas Brady, I would say
you walk beside him.
I would think that he would know that Tampa understands what the situation is.
Yeah.
Let's not. Hey, listen. I don't care what you do. We're putting a statue up, whether you like it or not. And ours is going to be massive. whatever the Patriots do, ours is going to be twice the size because we know how you roll. Okay. And we needed you more than they did. So so he'll probably do that after the movie dies down, the whole 80 for Brady. When that dies down, he'll come back. The season will be over. The Super Bowl will be over. It'll probably be, when would it be? It's gotta be soon, right? It's gotta be during free agency. You don't want to wait till the summer, right?
What is their worst home game on the schedule? That because the first thing I would look at is what's the turd game? Let me see. Patriots opponents 2023. So what would be like the worst?
Read them to me.
I'm pulling it up right now. Let's see. Oh, it might be the Colts. Home. You're not doing it for an AFC East game.
Wait, hold on.
Think.
Hold on. So you're calling it like homecoming opponent.
Oh yeah.
Guaranteed win.
Oh okay. You want to go for, yeah, I think so.
All right.
But now again, you don't have to worry about the stadium not being full.
Yeah.
Some of it might be Tom's schedule or whatever. So here are the opponents, right? Take out the Bills and the Dolphins and the Jets. And I would guess that maybe the Patriots play New Orleans over in Germany, so that one might be out. So the remaining home opponents would be the Colts, the Commanders, the Chargers, the Chiefs, and the Eagles.
Can I make the target even smaller for you now that you
Please.
Have the schedule up?
I think it's Commanders.
He works for Fox. He is going to be working on Sunday. So any game, it's going to have to be a Monday night game or a Thursday night game. So your target is smaller than you than we originally thought because he will be working 1 o'clock game, 4 o'clock games. Yeah, I mean,
that's smart.
So I don't really know if you have many options, right? I mean, the Patriots would have to play a Monday night game. They would have to play a Monday night game or a Thursday night game.
And you wouldn't do it when he's coming in to call the game.
No.
It'd be too crazy for him.
Halftime, hey, roll down to the field so we can honor you.
Right.
And they can, all their halftime hits and your, you know, what changes do they need to make before the third quarter? No. No, so I think they are limited.
You make a great point. It's got to be probably a Monday night game.
It's going to have to be because I'm okay. I've had
a
1 o'clock
game.
Well, but even then, I'm like, I got to be there on Friday. I don't want to do it on Thursday. Give me a Monday night game. At home. So if they have a Monday night game at home, that would be the one.
If not, how do they shoehorn it in?
Because they don't.
I think they're doing it this year, and it's much easier. Well, Tampa's ceremony would probably be much less big, three theatrical. Like, it wouldn't be here. I think whenever it is, we're going to honor Tom Brady. It's going to be it's like a Super Bowl. Everybody get your ass in your seats a half hour early. When you're doing it in Tampa, that might be the one where it's, hey, Tom's in town to call the Tampa game. Maybe we could pull him down at halftime, do a ceremony. He waves, blah, 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 get him back up in the booth and call the game.
Yeah, so
here it's going to be a big to-do.
It's going to be really difficult. He's busy. Sorry, he's busy. So that's why I think, you know, because I remember all the other guys that got honored at halftime of a game. The first one I remember was Ted Johnson because I was still playing. And Ted rolled up at halftime. He could say, hey, what's up, man? And like, and so he got a whole halftime thing. And like, and then you just fill in the blank of.
Didn't Edelman get one at one point?
They all did. Mankins. Well, all of them did. But the one I remember as a player, the first one I remember, they started honoring players. Like, I feel like Ted was the first one that, like, I'm done. Because everybody else kept playing. But Ted was, right? Everybody else kept playing.
Well, like when
he was drafted a Patriot right. And then retired a Patriot. And that was like 04, 05,
like when
like
Willie
that.
Left. He goes to Cleveland.
He came back.
Right.
He got the one-day treatment. Everybody else stays, though.
Did Ben Watson get like the one-day treatment? I don't think so.
He played so many other places. Well, I don't know if he'd get the one-day treatment.
I think he spent more of his career
Vince,
not
what about
as
Vince?
A Patriot.
Vince Wilfork. There's another guy
Vince
that went to Houston.
Right. But didn't they didn't they do him? Yeah, he got skinny and then went in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
And then they did something last year, I think.
Yeah, I just don't know if it I do think that this scenario is so different and you treat it differently. Like it becomes the Oscars. It becomes, you know, invite only. Maybe it is indoor, you know, event spot.
Will it be a hotter ticket than when Brady came back as a Buccaneer?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
I kind of think so, too, because it's putting the whole thing to bed. And for fans, there's the nostalgia, but also the romanticism of remembering what once was.
See, and this is the way, just thinking about Kraft, and, like, this is the type of event where you pull out all the stops. Elton John is doing the halftime show. You know, always doing the whatever it is. It's like either you're partying before or after the game. But I'm bringing out John Bon Jovi. I'm bringing Snoop Dogg is coming. You remember what the after party is like for the Super Bowl? Remember those?
Oh yes.
Okay. I hated them.
So does my wife.
Okay. But
story to come.
Yeah, but I remember the best one before they made it into a bigger corporate event. It used to be. Okay, the winner of the Super Bowl, each team has like, musical events.
Yeah.
We had like Lionel Richie, we had Snoop Dogg, we had the Black Eyed Peas, but it was in like a hotel ballroom, real intimate. Like, Lionel Richie was on his piano, like right where you're at. Like, I was up front with Snoop Dogg.
You got to walk up to the stage. Like, when Rick Ross was there, it was like a concert. People were up against the stage high-fiving his ass.
But as they progressed, the more they did it, the event became bigger. Yeah. So they started including, hey, you can do a Super Bowl package, round-trip airfare, hotel, and the after party with all the players. That sucked. I was like, there was like too many people. You couldn't even be involved in it, and it lasted forever. It will be a private event. It will be friends and family, sponsors, that whole thing, and we are going to celebrate him like it's a wedding. That's what if you want to do it right, that's the way you do it. And then you do a big thing at a game where people who are season ticket holders can actually be there and witness it also.
See, and you and I can host it.
Absolutely.
And the way it would begin, it would be Tom's coming up, but ladies and gentlemen, for the next 5 minutes to entertain you, here's Fitzy.
Yes.
And we bring out Fitzy, and he's like, hey. I do what I do in the red level. And he's like, thank you, everybody. And then here's Tom Brady.
Hey, here comes another player from Brady's past. It's Matt Chatham.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, that's Patrick Pass. Who else? Hey, this is your life. You knew this guy from 2003.
Now, that's what you got to do. The Tom Brady, this is your life, right?
This deserves a big performance.
Can you imagine now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to welcome in Tom's first famous girlfriend from Hollywood. It's Tara Reid.
Yes. Hey, you threw your first touchdown pass to this guy. Oh, by the way, he's not alive anymore. Sorry about that.
Next up for Tom, it is the deflator. And they roll that guy out.
And also known as Dorito Ding. Come on up, Dorito Ding. Get out of there.
Ladies and gentlemen, here's someone who just wants to say hi. It's Matt Patricia.
Just going to wave just across the stage. Over
and like he walks over and shakes Tom's hand and all that stuff.
See? I mean, honest to God, it took us 5 minutes to produce this thing.
I mean, the This Is Your Life Tom Brady would be fan-freaking-tastic.
We should do our own. We should do it ourselves.
We should come up with our own.
We'll have our own guests. Yes, we'll do. We'll do it. That is what we are going to do in honor of Tom Brady and his long career. Gresh and Fourier, we'll do our own, I guess, This Is Your Life Brady. We'll have guests on and everything.
But
why not?
But then at some point, if you and I are the host, then we have to set it up to where one of the This Is Your Life's is you. And you just like... Walk over to him or whatever.
We're going to do that, by the way. That's a great idea.
That'd be great. Yeah, write that down. Yeah. Ken Laird already wrote it down. It's already in
gonna
sales.
He's going to give it to Greg.
It's already in sales hands.
Hey,
oh, no.
Greg, I got this great idea for you.
He's doing the roast of Tom Brady presented by the Greg Hill Foundation. That's how we get that one done.
Okay.
And then it's all the former Patriots that don't like Greg now. Like Edelman doesn't return his call.
That's right.
Something like that. Oh, my goodness. Well, speaking of old Patriots, I am obviously sitting beside one. And yesterday, before Tom Brady stole all the news, it was a significant anniversary in Patriots history where you, ladies and gentlemen, got to see a whole bunch of Christian Fourier's ass. We'll explain it all next.
WEEI, New England Sports Original. Now, more Gresh and Fourier
on WEEI
and streaming on WEEI.com.
The Patriots looking for a second Super Bowl title in 3 years from 41 yards. Looks good. What a perfect drive by the New England Patriots. Perfect spot by Walter. The perfect kick by Vinatieri. The perfect kick on the kickoff is not what Carolina got from John Casey.
It's my life.
Oh, if it wasn't for Tom Brady yesterday, you would have gotten this story on the anniversary date of February 1st, the year of our Lord, 2004. You heard the call right there as Adam Vinatieri knocked through another game-winning field goal. This time it was in Houston. And yet, for our friend Christian Fourier, that was his first Super Bowl championship. And when you watch the video, here's what you see.
Wait, do we have this?
We just played it, but but when we're going to get into this old Patriot, but when you watch the video, here's what you see. A lot of Fourier ass.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not because you dropped trowel, which I'm sure you would have been happy to do so in that moment.
It would be appropriate at that point in time.
But because, if I may be real and as a friend, as an analyst, you blocked no one, called the field goal early, and jumped on everyone.
Well, it's all about, like product placement. Is what I would like to call it.
You should have turned around then.
Yeah, I know. But no. I was going to be part of history whether I had a good game or a bad game. That's the way I look at it.
All right,
then. That's the way I look at it. So the ball, okay, if you ever see the video, we'll tweet it out. The ball is on the right hash, which meant as the wing protector guy. There it is.
There's story the wing, time with this old Patriot.
The wing protector guy. If the ball's on the right hash, you really aren't threatened by any sort of pressure whatsoever because the rush is gonna come to the what you would call, Gresh, what the field side.
Yep.
Okay, the open side, the wide side, and that's where Dan Graham was. Dan Graham, he may not admit this, but he almost got that kick blocked because all he's supposed to do is step down and then kind of wheel open to get the wide rusher. He stepped down, let the inside guy go, and then wheeled out to get the other guy. So when you watch it, like and on a replay, you go, holy crap, the wing guy missed his block. Okay. And then for me, as soon as I set up, I was like, oh, this is perfect. I have no threat whatsoever. I'm going to make my little stupid step. I'm going to wheel around. And when I'm like, I'm going to watch this ball go through the uprights.
Oh, dude, you had not only wheeled around, you were one finger in the air before the thing had even gone through the uprights.
Like when we used to do this in practice, I would literally, you know, turn and then just run off the field because he was so automatic. He was so good at it. Yeah, and so when you watch it, it's funny because I just knew it was going to go through. And then I was like, uh-oh, let me go get in on this excitement and this celebration. So it's me, Vinatieri, and then Ken Walters, who was the holder. And if you see, actually, it's right there.
Ken Walters is a great guy, actually. I don't know how well he got along with him. We interviewed him for one of the high school games. He was awesome.
No, he's good. I like Ken.
The first of the lefty punters, I think, under Bill.
Yeah, he was a good guy.
Or was Lee Johnson before that? I can't remember. But anyway.
But Ken was fine. But no, I was like, so whenever you see like this, you know, because there's always these pictures that are just, you know, captured during the Super Bowl that are just replayed forever and ever and ever. And I was like, well, hell, I didn't do anything in this game. I might as well be part of history.
And you jumped all over both Vinatieri and Ken Walter.
Yep.
And then Vinatieri, of course, is like, get out of the way.
No. He was because after that, I jumped off. It's like, okay, this is enough. And then he got mobbed. So he really doesn't have a clean picture of himself, like, in that Super Bowl.
Unless
with
it's
the
you jumping
I'm
up.
I'm in it.
Split-legged ass. Oh, that's what you see.
His helmet's all crooked, and he's like trying to act like he's like, yeah.
Yep. Yeah, you ruined his number one by you going number one and jumping all over it.
I enhanced it. I made it better. It's so memorable.
When that went through, was that a pinch-yourself moment in your football life?
Absolutely.
So in the moment, you realize the enormity, clearly, of it all.
See, and that's why, like, the fact that I was not stressed all, I was probably the least stressed person on the field because I had no blocking responsibility. I enjoyed it just like a fan.
I know we got to get the razor quickly, but I need an answer on this. Did you watch that tape afterwards, or after you win the Super Bowl, do they just not go through it? They don't care.
No, you don't even go through it.
You don't go through it. You watch it for nostalgia, and that's it.
No. I mean, if it's on, I'll pay attention to it. But like, even when the season started, they may pull clips from it as far as, this is how you need to run this route. This is the situation. What do you do?
But you're not getting weekly grades. You're not getting graded on the Super Bowl.
Nobody gives a crap.
Win or lose.
If you won the game, I may have missed five blocks. Who the hell knows? I never heard about it.
You got a ring.
Everybody was drunk.
At a party that didn't have fans.
Yeah, didn't have fans.
Now, forget about it. You can buy tickets to the thing. We roll into hour two of Gresham Fourier. We'll talk some Bruins and All-Star Game. I've been waiting for Andrew Raycroft's hot takes on the NHL All-Star Game. We'll talk some bees and get that next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.